Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Come on in and welcome to the show. Well, here we are once more at the Keynote Club, and we're going to blow the dust off some old vinyl and shellac rarities. And the archivist, Gladys, is here sharpening up the steel needles, and she's putting the first disc on the jukebox just as we speak now. We got a ball this morning.
Well, if you want to get happy, blow your top. Ain't nobody is going to make stop. We're going to ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning till the rooster crow at dawn. When the sun goes down behind the tree, I want my baby to ball with me. We're gonna ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning till the rooster crow at dawn.
Piece of New York rhythm and blues there. That was Sonny Cotton on a pink label Derby 78, Derby 805, 1952. Well, let's keep on bowling this morning. This is Square Dance Boogie.
All your men put on your loud plaid shirt. All you women grab your gingham skirts. Now just follow me on out to the barn, 'cause me and my band's gonna play some cards.
To the front, please. when you get tired, go and lay in the hay. None of you folks got time to talk, so let's everybody do the camel walk. To the front,
bring your partner.
To the back,
bring your partner.
To the left,
bring your partner.
To the right,
bring your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do the square dance tonight. To the left, all you women do the sloop footstep. Now you men take a circle of 10 and let those women start booking again. To the front,
bring your partner.
To the back,
bring your partner.
To the left,
bring your partner.
To the right,
bring your partner.
I want to make you squares do the square dance tonight.
Very underrated pianist there. That was Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shakers. And that was on Aladdin 3056 from way back 1950. And on the opposite coast to Sunny Cotton. So we've been from one side of the country to the other and we're going back to the middle now. This is a track recorded in Memphis. It's Jimmy Cotton and Hold Me in Your Arms. Recorded in the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, that was James Cotton and Hold Me in Your Arms on Sun 206 back in 1953 with Pat Hare, the ill-fated Pat Hare on guitar. Let's have a little harmonica. This is Slim Harpo and One More Day. The great Slim Harpo there. One More Day on Excello, of course, Excello 2162. Fantastic Louisiana Blues from 1959. Well, it's time now for our rockabilly spot. And this week, it's Carl Cherry and The Itch.
Well, I got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a mix. I got a bug, got a bug, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a mix. And I got a moving, boy. Well, I went to a party with a friend named Mike. Party where the cats have on a dance all night. At the door, I met a girl named Sue. Said, hey, babe, I'll do the itch with you. I got the bug, I got the itch, got the bug, the itch, and I'm really having a fix. And I gotta keep moving, boy. Rainbow! Then I met Pat, my dungaree doll, taking that I took to the sawmill ball. Started toward me, and then I knew that my doll, she was an itch. I got the bug, I got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a big center. Gotta keep it moving, boy. When the clock struck one, we were going strong. From about two, well, the band was gone. The record started spinning, and I guess you know, past 2 weeks, could hear the rooster crow. Got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a mix, and I gotta keep moving more. Hey, boy! Thank you.
a group from Omaha. That was Carl Cherry and The Itch, with a drummer who sounded as though he was building a shed. Great. That was on Teen, T-E-N-E, KB103. It was from 1958. This is the spot where I play a really rare record on the show, and this week I've chosen one by Freddie Spruell, S-P-R-U-E-L-L, for those who might be vaguely interested. It's on Bluebird from 1935. It's Bluebird 6261. Carl Martin, great guitar players on the guitar, and I think you'd probably have to pay four or five figures in dollars for this. It's Let's Go Riding.
Let's go out and have some fun. Wanna go out riding, I'll tell you how it's done. We can go out and have a burger tank. I'll tell you all about it, not bad in mind. Wanna go riding, don't have to go far. You beat the blowout, I'll drive the car. Da-dee-da-dee-da-do. Now explain it to me and tell me where you like to go. I told you that I would explain to you how it's done. Now when you let it go out riding and have some fun. Now in case you want to go, now let me know. You're not telling me when you really like to go. Now if you want to go with me riding, we can really have some fun. If you buy the hot dog, I got the buns. Now dear, now can't you go? Now listen, when you explain it to me, tell me, did you know? You don't have to worry, we ain't so old. Now if you got the line, I got the pole. Now tell me dear, don't you know, we can go out for a good time, would you like to go? Now dear, now tell me about the know. Tell me when you like to go. Now you don't have to worry about me going so long. Now we're gonna have a good time, let's take a blanket along. Bum, beep, bum, boom, beep, bum, boom. Now explain it to me, baby, and I'll tell you where you like to go. Soap and towel is included, too. No telling what goes on, you just take that with you. Now just tell me, dear, what you mean to do. I'll go out riding if you will, too, son. Beep, bum, bum, beep, bum, bum, bum. Come on, baby, we go out and have some really fun. I told you get the hot dog, I'll get the bun. Now, dear, that's what I mean to say. Now, won't you go out ride with me and have a good time today, son? Weep, wum, wum, weep, wum, wum, wum. Bum, beep, bum, bum, beep, bum, bum, bum.
Let's Go Riding by Freddie Spruell. Well, we haven't had Charlie Parker on this program for quite a while now, and he was one of the great jazz players who could really play blues too. And so the jazz spot this week is Charlie Parker and Relaxing in Camarillo. Thank you. Charlie Parker Group and Relaxing in Camarillo. As befits any self-respecting bebop musician of the 40s, Camarillo was a drug rehab center. That was on Dial 1071 from 1947. Very uncommon record, that. If you can find that one, you'll be doing very well. Okay, this is the Bees, and it's Tough Enough. I've always had a soft spot for the Bees, and it's a shame they didn't make more records with that manic harmonica player there. That was Tough Enough, the Bees on Finch 7322. The lead singer was one Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner. I guess that was from around about 1959. And the next one is a real vulpine track. It's You Bring Out the Wolf in Me.
Out. You bring out slightly red. Riding Hood, it sounds so sweet and you look so good. Are you waiting out for me? Yeah. I'm getting more vicious, yeah. Each and every day, yeah. You look so delicious. I bet you need a bodyguard when you pass my way. Are you waiting out for me? You bring out the wolf in me. If I ever get you in my den, baby, I'll never get out again. Cause you bring out the wolf in me. I'm getting more vicious. Ooh, each and every day. Yeah, you look so delicious. You need a bodyguard when you pass my way. Hey, ooh, bring out the wolf in me. Hey, ooh, bring out the wolf in me. If I ever get you in my den, baby, you I never get out again. Cause you bring out the wolf in me.
That was Piney Brown, who had a long career as a nightclub singer. And that was You Bring Out the Wolf in Me. That was on Jubilee 5130 and was from 1953. Well, closing the first half of the show is, as always, a gospel record. And the gospel spot this week is occupied by the Stars of Harmony. And this is Rough and Rocky Road.
Further up and rock and roll,
before you get to heaven, that rough and rocky road. Before you get to heaven, that rough and rocky road. Before you get to heaven, and I feel like shouting all the time, all the time.
You have to cry sometimes.
Before you get to heaven, you have to cry sometimes. Before you get to heaven, you have to cry sometime. Before you get to heaven, and I feel like crying all the time, all the time.
You have to mourn sometime.
Before you get to heaven, you have to mourn sometime. Before you get to heaven, you have to mourn sometime. Before you get to heaven, and I feel like
Well, you heard the man, Stop Your Wicked Ways. That was Rough and Rocky Road by the Stars of Harmony. Not one of the best known of the gospel groups, but a very disciplined outfit. That was on Supreme 1511 from 1949. Well, in case you wondered, listening to all this strange music, what on earth have I got here? Well, you've managed to find your way to 93.2 FM on your radio dial. You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. An hour of blues and rhythm and blues and a few other odds and things. You can hear a lot more of this music if you'd like to go to the website of Sheffield Live. It's www.sheffieldlive.org. And there, if you click on to Keynote Club, you'll find a lot of the earlier Keynote Club's podcast up there for your listening pleasure. For the moment, however, I have to leave you for these important messages.
Bored but bossy? Desperate for power and upset nobody will listen to you? Keen to patronize? Try a career in human resources. Your job is to fire people or make them feel bad for telling funny jokes. Take the joy and pleasure out of the workplace. Work is called work for a reason. It shouldn't be fun. You'll have more power than management. Make people fill out long questionnaires about their feelings so you can sell the data or blackmail them at a later point. Get paid to snoop on employee email. Train for 3 evenings and you'll be qualified to begin an exciting career as a human resources professional. Contact Ovine Human Resources Academy today.
Wake up in the morning, drop a big old log out here. You ain't got time for nothing fruity like a jog. Marry a fat bitch and die working like a dog. Cowboys in the heartland, bankers in the city. We love cars, guns, and big old plastic titties. Let's grab a case of piss while stirring. Drink for the USA.
Civil defense is common sense. This is Boris Karloff. No one can guarantee the survival of every home during a nuclear war, but a strong civil defense can save millions of lives. Make sure that yours is one of them. Learn how to protect your home. Call Civil Defense today.
That was the first track today from a resident of New Orleans. That was Herb Hardesty, who graced Fats Domino's band for many years. A nice instrumental there. It was on King Federal, 12423 from 1961, and it was Perdido Street. And next up is Jimmy Preston. ¶¶
then you give me love. Must it be lazy? Got to be crazy. Once you get started, this is what'll happen to you. Shake it and you break it and you,
oh babe.
You knock it and you rock it and you,
oh babe.
You swing it and you sing it and you,
oh babe.
You skip it and you dip it and you,
oh babe.
The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you,
oh babe.
You shuffle and you scuffle and you,
oh babe.
You romp it and you stomp it and you,
oh babe.
You move it and you groove it and you,
oh babe.
The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe.
Well, if you could take a time machine back to 1950 in Harlem, you'd hear that kind of music blaring out of every window. That was Oh Babe by Jimmy Preston, and it was on Derby 748. The next track was recorded by Jay Miller, I guess sometime in the late 50s, but I can't find that it was ever actually released. It's by the very nice Louisiana artist Jimmy Anderson, and it's Baby Let's Burn.
Come on, baby, let's burn. Come on, baby, let's burn. Well, we're tanning like Titanic, cool like a Lake Louise. Well, I got the matches, you get the gasoline. Well, I got the matches, you get the gasoline. Well, if you know what I mean, baby, we gonna burn. Come on, baby, we're gonna set the world on fire. Well, come on, baby, we're gonna set the world on fire. Well, it ain't Judgment Day, but at least we are alive.
Another artist from Louisiana showing the Jimmy Reed influence. That was Jimmy Anderson, Baby Let's Burn, and it was recorded for Excello. And now another artist from the same part of the country. This is the Cajun spot for this week. It's Johnny Allen, and She Caught Me on the Nest.
Whoa! Whoops! She caught me on the nest. Uh-oh, she caught me on the nest. Whew, you talk about an awful mess. When she caught me on the nest, on the floor she saw the dress. Huh, it didn't fit around her waist. In the closet was the mist that got me in this awful fix. 'Cause she caught me on the nest. Uh-oh, she caught me on the nest. This bird thought he was the best until she caught me on the nest. Well, all you guys, it's just a word to the wise. It ain't worth all the mess to get caught on the nest. Oh, she caught me on the nest. Uh-oh, she caught me on the nest. You talk about an awful mess when she caught me on the nest. Whoa, she caught me on the nest.
Not your typical Cajun record, but right there in from Louisiana, that was Johnny Allen on Gin 410. She caught me on the nest. Rather late record that, with 1989. Back to the 50s and Arthur Prysock. I woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, that old gal was gone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, baby, come on home to me. Well, baby, come on home to me. I feel so bad, I'm in misery. I'm all alone. You know I'm all alone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, baby, come on home to me. Well, baby,
Mercury put out some really solid records on their Wing subsidiary, but no real big hits. That was Arthur Prysock on Wing 90016 from 1955.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's that time again. This is this week's politically incorrect record. It's Bowser and Blue and Polka Dot Undies. Take it away, guys. Anywhere you like.
Well, I went for a drive in my pickup truck. I picked up my girl because I wanted to show her my gloves, because she had on her mitts. And I blushed brightly when she showed me her perfume that she buys whenever Avon calls. So I took off my pants and I showed her my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. Yeah, my polka dot undies from Miracle Mart. I said, look, be careful, I think I'm gonna turn a sharp corner and go up on the grass. She leaned out the window and I thought I saw her point into something that flashed by real quick. She said, hey, look at that, it looks just like your polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. My polka dot undies that I wear back to front. She smiled and she said, have you seen my brother's new car? Or the one that he stole? Then she asked me to look up her whole damn family. And I went into shock when I found out it was her sister who really liked polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. And chips, and he still sucked his thumb. I said, I don't mind. And she kissed me on my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. I kissed her softly and I said, I'll tell you what, let's roll up the windows and I'll eat your last bar of chocolate, the one that's in the parcel. She said, no, 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 and she called me a taxi. And I said, I beg your pardon, but get me home real fast before I lose my polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. The moral of the story, like a jewel, it is gleaming, but you'll never find it in a glass of warm milk or tea, cause it will not fit. And you probably already think I am full of fake innuendos and double meaning rhymes, but I'll tell you that obscenity is all in your polka dot undies. Your polka dot undies. Yeah, your edible undies. Your polka dot undies.
Well, there's a candidate for poetry, please, if ever I heard one. It's Polka Dot Undies by Bowser and Blue. And if anybody was interested, that came from 1986. Let's go back to New Orleans and hear some real music. This is Art Neverland, Zing Zing. Art Neville from the talented New Orleans Neville Brothers. That was Zing Zing on Specialty 637 from 1958. And now, this is Waymon Brown on Decca.
Yes, I got a girl named Suda, but she don't wear no shoes. Yes, I got a gal named Susan, but she don't wear no shoes. She give me plenty of loving, and she drinks a lot of booze. She low and squatty, built up from the ground. I say she low and squatty, built up from the ground. Every time she kiss me, my love comes tumbling down. She'd rather stay at home. Yeah, she doesn't go to parties. She'd rather stay at home. When Susie gets drunk, she's got a heart of stone. She got 10 pair of shoes. She never wears a pair. She got 10 pair of shoes. She never wears a pair. She's my barefoot shoe with long black curly hair.
Decca somehow really didn't get onto the Rhythm and Blues Revolution, but that was almost there, almost. That was Wayman Brown on Decca 48264 from 1951, Barefoot Susie. And now here's somebody who really did get low down. This is Lonesome Sundown, and I'm going to stick to you, baby.
You can eat your gumbo, throw away the bone. Your good loving is real gone. I'm going to stick to you, baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby, 'cause nobody else will do. You know, I never try to wash unless I use soap and blow it. I never try to treat a monkey unless I knew what I was doing. I'm gonna stick to your baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby, 'cause
I'm going to stick to you, baby. Lonesome Sundown. That's all from Bob Hall and the Keynote Club. See you next week.